are back in the Pack a Day Radio Show, live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook. A reminder, we've got the Mason Crosby Show with Mitch Thunder Nellis coming up from 9 to 11 today right here on the Fan. Right now, though, we've got Ryan Wing, sports director, Fox 11 in Green Bay. You can find him on social media at Ryan Wing, Fox 11. Ryan, I just recognize that it has been since November since we have talked last on the show. It has been far too long. Thanks so much for coming back, and welcome back to the Pack a Day Radio Show.
Hey, appreciate you having me, Andy.
Hey, it's always great chatting with you. It is a fun day today because we've actually got a Packers practice coming up. Packers OTAs taking place, open to the media today. So let me just start by asking you, what are you most looking forward to about OTAs and just the Packers getting back at practice and having some access to it today?
What the 2025 Packers actually look like, because it is going to be our first time seeing the rookies, the veterans, everybody together. And I think one specific thing is probably, and you're not going to be able to glean a lot from OTAs because there's not going to be pads, you know what I mean? I think it's going to be interesting to see how DeMarcus Covington coaches the defensive line, because I think that's probably the biggest question mark heading into this season, is just what are they going to look like under a new coaching style, because Brian Gutekunst seems to think that was really the only issue last year. We heard him say it, like, he liked what they have. He didn't really add until obviously Baron Sorrell in the draft at that position. So he likes what they have there. It'll be interesting to see if Covington can get the most out of those guys.
This is why you get the big bucks. I just went through a whole segment on talking about some of the most interesting things to keep an eye on at OTAs and didn't even think of the DeMarcus Covington one. So yeah, no, that's a huge one, and just kind of seeing what he can get out of those players. I don't know if you saw yesterday, Ben Solak over for ESPN wrote an article talking about just 100 things about the season that, you know, he wanted to kind of get off his chest or just kind of talk about. He talked very glowingly about Edgerrin Cooper and Elgton Jenkins, talked about the excitement of Packers-Eagles coming up this season, but then made the bold prediction later on that the Packers would not make the playoffs, and his reasoning for it was wide receiver, not having a kind of a primary wide receiver, and then also the pass rush, just maybe not getting enough out of that pass rush. So I'm right there with you. I do believe that this pass rush is a huge key to the Packers, and whether it's because they make the playoffs or not, I think that might be a little bit aggressive, but it does feel like the ceiling for this team could very much depend on what DeMarcus Covington could get out of those defensive linemen.
Yeah, I'm actually less concerned about the wide receivers than I think other people are, because I think Matthew Golden's he's not going to be good like right away, I don't think, but I think come the end of the year, I think he's going to be pretty good. I would be surprised if Jaden Reed has a – and here's the thing, everybody's like, oh, Jaden Reed last year, he dropped a lot of passes. Yeah, but like he was really good for, I don't know, 10, 11 games. Like he wasn't – like I feel like people are like, oh, man, Jaden Reed had a real – really kind of took a step back. I was like, I don't know. I think he might have been better last year. Now, Dontayvion Wicks did probably have a step back last year. I think he'll be better. And we just don't know when Christian Watson's getting back. I would think it's probably November, December-ish. Nobody really knows. You have no clue how long ACLs are going to take. I'm not concerned at all about their wide receiver room.
No, the fact that you do get that sort of reinforcement at some point, whether it's towards the middle or end of the season with Christian Watson, that's really nice, of course, first and third round picks at the position, and I'm with you. I still have a lot of faith in Wicks. I have a lot of faith in Jaden Reed. And like you said, Jaden Reed was really fantastic through about the first 8, 9, 10 weeks of the season. Then whatever reason, just hit a wall or maybe had some injuries, whatever, but I don't expect that to continue. I think he's going to start tearing it up again this season. So I think the wide receivers are going to be, well, we could just say golden, for lack of a better term. Packers OTAs, of course, we're talking about as well. What is a storyline maybe that you're looking for as you're maybe trying to get something on the TV or generate some content? What's a storyline that you think is going to be maybe a juicy one as we get to OTAs today?
Well, I think it's who's going to be there, and obviously the big who is number 23, because we all saw Matt Schneidman's article yesterday about they've offered him a restructured contract to Jaire Alexander. They haven't accepted it yet. He might show up even without a contract, which I think would be, he might show up, but we're not going to see him do anything. That would be absurd. Like, there's no way his agent's like, yeah, go out and practice. You don't have a contract right now. No, that's not going to happen. I don't think we'll see Ja at OTAs. I think that would kind of surprise me. I think we'll see him at minicamp. I still am not positive he's going to be a Packer, but as I think a lot of people have said, it looks a lot better than it did 4 months ago.
It certainly does. It has been a wild, meandering topic of conversation throughout the entirety of the offseason. I went through on packreport.com today and laid out the entire thing from basically beginning to end, and it was way longer and way more meandering than I even thought it was. And we've obviously been going through this in real time. It has been crazy. You mentioned you're not sure if he comes back or not. What do you think is the best case scenario for Jair and the Packers and what could potentially happen here?
I think the best case scenario is he returns, because he's by far their best cornerback, with the monstrous caveat of when he's healthy. Because, like, Keyshawn Nixon's good. We don't know anything about how good Nate Hobbs is going to be. When he's healthy again, he's been pretty good. But, like, when Ja's healthy, when Ja is locked in, he's a top-flight cornerback. But we haven't seen that in the last two-ish years. So I think the best-case scenario is they bring him back on a restructured deal where he can make as much money back as possible with incentives and stuff like that. I'm still not positive, though, just because I remember the locker cleanout day after that loss to the Eagles last year. We wanted to go talk to him, and he's like, "No, I got nothing nice to say. I don't even know if I'm going to be back here next year." So, like, at that point, even he knew it might not be happening. So, but it does sound like he wants to be here. So it sounds like there might have been some sort of reconciliation over the offseason. I don't know. Like you said, this is meandering. It's wild. I think the Packers would probably want to have him back, I think, but that's just a guess.
It's almost like we're like, I'm Ron Burgundy. Like I'm saying, you know, like these things that I think them as well, but it's just been, again, it's almost been impossible to sort of exactly put in words what I'm even thinking or what I think is going to happen with Jair, just because this has taken so many turns throughout the course of the offseason. We're talking to Ryan Wing, sports director, Fox 11 in Green Bay. You can find him on social media at Ryan Wing Fox 11. All right, you had the opportunity to talk and chat with Matt LaFleur for a brief interview over during the Jordan Love softball game. What did you glean from Matt in that interview, and what should we know about that?
Couple things. One, I think he really likes this team so far, with the caveat of it is extremely early. He really likes their camaraderie. I talked to a couple of the other players, Jordan Love, Tucker Kraft, Evan Williams, about that. I said, can you sense that it's different already this year? They said, yes, absolutely. This locker room is really close. Jordan mentioned how good of a job the front office does in bringing in guys that fit what the Packers are. I think they really nailed that this draft. I think they really kind of honed in on that. So I think Matt really likes the camaraderie of this team. I asked him about the schedule. I kind of knew he was going to say the schedule's the schedule, because that's what Matt says. It's to be expected, but you still have to ask it. And he did admit, though, it's a tough schedule, but we knew it was going to be a tough schedule even before it actually came out, because they were playing the NFC East and the AFC North, which are two of the better divisions in football, and obviously six games against their own division. But he did say he loves the fact that they're opening at home for the first time since 2018 week one. He said it's kind of similar to a playoff game feel. And remember this last year when they played the Lions? That was a gold package game. So we'll see how many Honolulu Blue jerseys are in the stands for week one. It'll be interesting, because Detroit fans have traveled really well to Lambeau the past few years. And obviously the Packers have struggled against them, I believe 1-6 in their last seven games. So that's going to be a really fun opener.
Hopefully we see a ton of green and gold and not a lot of Honolulu blue in that stadium, specifically with week one and the start of a season. So hopefully that's the case. But we have seen, you know, really Lambeau become a vacation destination for a lot of opposing fans. And like you said, Detroit Lions fans have traveled very well over the course of the last few seasons, certainly while they've been on this sort of at least regular season winning streak as of late, and hasn't exactly carried over to the playoffs. But this is another huge year for the Lions, no question about it. I thought you rightfully noted that weeks 3 through 9 on the schedule could be very important for Green Bay. Why is that?
Well, look at it, and teams change from year to year, obviously, right? But there is not a single playoff team from last season from weeks 3 through 9. It is those first two games are tough. Lions, Commanders, really quick turn to the Commanders. The end of the year is so NFC North heavy. 4 of their last 6 are on the road. So, like, you have to make hay in that middle stretch. I would think there's I'm putting air quotes around this, tough games at Dallas and home against Cincinnati in that stretch. And then, obviously, you never know with what happens week 8 in Pittsburgh, if Aaron Rodgers is going to be there, if Aaron Rodgers is even going to be healthy by the time we get to week 8. I don't know. But Dallas, Cincinnati, Pittsburgh are really the only 3 games that I view as, like, hard-ish. So they better make hay there if they want to make the playoffs again, I think.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. I think that's going to be a huge stretch of the schedule for them, hopefully, to set themselves up. I think that late stretch of road games is going to be very difficult. I think the schedule certainly gets harder at the end. And of course, it's not easy at the beginning. So again, weeks 3 through 9, you've got your bye in there as well. You've got some definite winnable games, potential Aaron Rodgers versus Green Bay Packers matchup. We've got a lot that's going on during that time frame. So I think it's definitely a stretch of schedule where hopefully Green Bay can be healthy and really picking up some wins through the course of that time. Speaking of which, again, Ryan Wing, sports director, Fox 11 in Green Bay. What are your expectations for the Aaron Rodgers situation? Are we going to get Packers Rodgers in week 8? And you know, Terry Bradshaw was not a huge fan of the entire situation. I think it's fair to say that we're not going to see at least Aaron Rodgers in number 12, wearing Bradshaw's old number 12 if he does go to Pittsburgh. But your thoughts on this entire scenario?
We have a Packer, or sorry, we have a Steelers fan at our station. She does not want Aaron Rodgers on their team. She said, she does not think Pittsburgh is the town for Aaron Rodgers, which I think kind of might be a popular sentiment around that. But at the same time, look at their quarterback situation right now. No offense to Mason Rudolph, but like, I'd still take 41-year-old Aaron Rodgers right now over him. He was actually like, when he wasn't getting rid of the ball so quickly because he was afraid of getting hit last year, which was a lot, and I don't blame him because he's 41 years old. I'm getting near that age, and I wouldn't want to get hit. I don't think he was that bad last year. Now, granted, really, he just has DK Metcalf, Pat Freiermuth as offensive weapons right now because they got rid of George Pickens. But I don't know. Playing in Pittsburgh is always tough. They have a really good defense. I think we're going to see it. I just, especially with what Aaron said, if anybody heard that Q&A. Over the weekend when he goes, yeah, there's a team that plays in Chicago, I believe, on a road trip this year. That obviously is Pittsburgh. I just think he's going to wait till the summer, avoid OTAs, avoid minicamp, go there for training camp. He's 42 again. Like, I don't blame him.
I'm right there with you. I think that's exactly the case. I think he's going to try to avoid the entirety of that situation. It does sound like he's got some serious stuff going on in his life as well, which certainly thinking of him, and I know whether it's family or friends, whatever it might be, going through some tough situations. So hopefully that can get cleared up as well here in the near future for him. But I do expect him to potentially play for the Steelers as well. And I think that's going to be really interesting. And just to kind of see how that works with Metcalf and Kelvin Austin and Freiermuth and all those guys should be really interesting. And of course, we would get that epic Packers versus Rodgers matchup in week 8 if that is the case. All right, Ryan, fun one for you. As we look ahead to 2025, we all have our predictions of maybe who's going to be good, maybe who's not going to be so good. Who is your breakout player for 2025 that you're going to kind of be keeping an extra eye on?
I think Evan Williams is going to have a really big year. He was good last year as a rookie, and they kind of struggled when he got hurt. He left that Lions game in Detroit early. He got dinged up against the Eagles. I can't remember if he stayed in the game or not in the playoff game. He was really impressive as a rookie last year, and he's one of my favorite guys to talk to in the locker room. He's really smart. He's really eloquent. He gets what we want to do as media. He's not going to blow you off. We mic'd him up for our softball game special. He was really good there. Gave me some really good stuff. I think he's kind of already a leader-ish on this defense, despite being in his second year. I think he's going to have a really, really good year paired next to Xavier McKinney. I think he's going to not become a household name, but I think he's really going to turn some heads and be even better in year two.
Speaking of just like things you can glean from OTAs and mini camps, I remember last year with Evan Williams, he's out there in the secondary in team activities, basically communicating like he was like 12-year veteran of the defense. I'm just like, what is going on right now? How does Evan Williams know everything and like where people should line up and where he should go? It was remarkable. And he was already doing that as a rookie in OTAs. He's just a really smart dude. It's really fun to watch him play. And I'm right there with you. I think he's a stud, and I think he's even going to be better in 2025. I can't wait to watch him play football again. All right, last but not least, again, we're being joined by Ryan Wing, sports director, Fox 11 in Green Bay. Follow him on social media at Ryan Wing, Fox 11. Your bold prediction for 2025. I'll let you go in any direction you want, Ryan.
Don't hold me to this because it is, what is today? May, I don't even know what date it is. 27th? Is that what today is?
28th,
okay. Packers win the North. Bears take second. Lions are third. Vikings are fourth. I don't know if the Lions make the playoffs.
Wow.
And I think
spicy.
The Bears make the playoffs.
Yeah. I like the spice a ton. I'm excited for that. I think the division's just going to be remarkably fun. And I think you've got the two big wild cards in Caleb Williams and J.J. McCarthy at quarterback. And just there, just how they play in general could completely shape the entirety of not only their individual teams, but the division as a whole. If all of a sudden Minnesota and Chicago have legitimate franchise quarterbacks, so that's going to be a game changer. If both of them are not it, well, that's going to definitely set both of those franchises back a ton. Like, I just think this is going to be such an exciting division, and I can't wait to watch all of those games all throughout. Usually, like, if we get Vikings versus Bears or Bears versus Lions, I'm like, I don't even know if I really want to watch this, and can just both teams lose, but I think this is going to be such an exciting division. I can't wait to see how it kind of pairs out. Ryan, I cannot thank you enough. It's always great chatting with you. Where can we find all of your great work and find you on social media?
Yeah, Ryan Wing Fox 11 on X, and you can view all of our stuff. Just watch us on Fox 11, 5, 9, and 10 every night.
I will do my best to make sure that it is much sooner than 6 months until we talk again. It is awesome talking with you. You do tremendous work over at Fox 11, and we'll do this again very, very soon. Sound good?
I appreciate it. Thanks, Andy.
Yeah, right back at you. Enjoy OTAs today, and we'll touch base soon. That is Ryan Wing. Follow him on social media at Ryan Wing Fox 11. This is the Packaday Radio Show. We'll be back with more right after this.